back, everyone, to another edition of Stars Radio, your short track auto racing source, a production of the Zeus Radio Network for Racers Reunion Radio. Well, folks, it's good to have everybody back here for another Monday night edition of Stars Radio. We appreciate everybody that tunes in and listens to the show. And I got a lot of emails and text messages and stuff this past week, and I want to give a big shout out to everybody who sent me those messages. I lost my uncle in a tragic car accident last Wednesday night, and I appreciate everybody that reached out. It really means a lot to me and my family. This was my dad's brother. It was the last uncle that I had living. So again, thank you guys very much, everyone who reached out to us. Folks, we got a great guest tonight. We're going to talk to Chris Hitu a little bit about his racing. So we want to take the opportunity to welcome him, Chris, to Stars Radio. Welcome to the show, Chris.
Thanks for having me.
Well, it's definitely our pleasure here, Chris. You know, I follow racing, you know, United States wide, but I am here in right outside of Columbia, South Carolina. The studio's there in North Myrtle Beach. So it's basically everybody up and down the East Coast here. We really got a good pulse of what's going on in the racing community around here. And, you know, you have definitely made a name for yourself, especially in the last few years. For our listeners that maybe not familiar with your racing background and, you know, how you got involved, and bring us up to racing here in 2017, Chris.
Well, I got started back when I was 12 years old in go-kart racing, and hit my teenage years and kind of went away from it for a while, and my dad stayed in it, and he ran Legends cars and moved into mini stocks, and I kind of got older and got interested in it, and he put me in a car, and kind of went from there. And hell, now I got my son involved in it. He's running a mini cup and I'm running a mini stock, and helping to start this banger series that's been running around Dillon, and just trying to make a name for myself, but, you know, a good name, not a bad name.
Well, you definitely made a good name for yourself there, Chris. I remember the first time I actually saw your race was down at Dillon Motor Speedway a while back. I was like, man, who's that cat in that 01 car? He's flying over there. And at the time, I didn't know a whole lot about you. But after then, I started following you and paying attention to your racing. And, man, you've done really well for yourself. You've showed everybody that you're a good, clean racer. And, you know, racing today is, like we were talking before we came on air, is you race someone the way you want to be raced. And you've definitely proven yourself that that's what you're up to there, Chris.
Yeah, I enjoy the people that I race against. You know, I've ran against AJ Sanders and Kevin Jackson, Bailey Miles and Brandon Clements, and, you know, all the big names and the four cylinders in this area. And, you know, I've run door to door with them, beat some of them sometimes, they beat me sometimes, but, you know, when I show up, I like for them to know that I'm there, but I like for them to know that I'm not that guy that's gonna hook them when we go into the corner, and, you know, they treat me the same way.
Well, Chris, tell us a little bit about where you've been racing at with your mini stock, and what kind of success you've had at some of these tracks.
Well, we ran a lot of those mayhem races that they were running at the time, and we won a couple of them at Jacksonville, and I won one or two of them at Dillon, and we ran at Wake County and Ace, and, you know, I've always been a top 3 to 5 car, and now we've pretty much run Dillon and Carteret, which is, I'm sure everybody's seen that video floating around of that wreck this past weekend. You know, I've been gotten that big wreck with Bailey Miles a few years back at the New Year's race at Dillon, and I've been chasing the handling of my car ever since, and finally found it last night, and the car was flying, and, you know, I guess some good things come to an end quick.
Yes, sir. And what Bailey is referring to, he had a pretty nasty head-on crash yesterday at Carter County Speedway with Brian Bryant. And I know a lot of people has reached out to you this year, today, and since the accident yesterday, there, Chris, to ask you how you're doing. Tell us a little bit about the wreck and, you know, how you're feeling, you know.
Well, it was a small field, but the top four cars we qualified, we were separated by 0.06 of a second. And, I mean, it was pretty tight race for the top four spots. And, you know, I don't even know where everybody else was. We just checked out and was on our own little race, and I took the lead. I don't even remember what lap it was, but I took the lead, and from what I could tell, I was second place car was starting to get smaller in my mirror, and I come up on some lap cars and went to pass them, and I noticed a car sitting on the outside wall and going into turn three. Well, I didn't see any caution lights on and nobody waving a flag. My spotter didn't say nothing, and so I didn't want to get jacked from the rear by checking up too quick, so I figured I'd go on and get through the corner and, you know, get checked up. And as I was going into three, it's a real bad blind spot going into three up against the inside wall. And by the time I seen Brian sitting down there, it was, I mean, you could see in the video, when my car come into sight in the video, that's about when I seen Brian, and you, it was about a second that I had to react, and it was just lock the brakes up and hope for the best.
Wow. I think I'd read on social media somewhere where you mentioned that you had blacked out maybe there for a couple minutes or so after the accident. What kind of safety devices do you personally use in your race car, whether it be Hans Hutchins containment seat? What kind of safety equipment has been built into your race car to help you in these kind of accidents?
Honestly, I'm old school. I just run the 5-point harness. I've got the old style Butler seat with just the head support that comes on sitting on the right side of my helmet. I don't have any kind of head or neck restraint. But the Ronnie Hitu, my dad, builds a hell of a car. He built, if it was not for him building the safety that he built into that car, I would probably still be sitting in the hospital right now. I mean, the track officials were amazed at how well that car held up after getting hit head on, and then come to find out after the fact, I didn't even know that I got T-boned in the driver's door, you know, by another car running almost full speed. You know, I'd blacked out at that point, and, you know, I remember hitting Brian, and the next thing I know, I've got one of the guys that his son's races mini cups with my son, Terry Brewer. He's a firefighter. Next thing I knew, I opened my eyes, and Terry Brewer's hanging in the passenger side of my car, you know, trying to help me out.
Wow. Well, you mentioned that you'd run into Brian. I know you guys are friends. Can you tell us a little bit about his condition?
He basically took the same impact. I mean, we met my left headlight to his left headlight, and so it was initially the same impact for both of us, and we both took a hospital ride. We're kind of Days of Thunder style to the hospital, but he was treated and released actually before I was. They were more concerned with my foot injury, which come to find out, luckily nothing was broken, but it's just I was on the brake so hard that I actually bent the brake pedal down and under the clutch pedal.
Oh, wow. But
he's fine. I talked to him today, and, you know, he's more worried about my condition, and I'm more worried about his condition.
Wow. You talked about your dad building a good, safe race car, and, you know, I'm glad that you got someone who, you know, has put that extra thought into building you a nice, safe race car. You know, these so many people in today's racing wants to get involved in it in such a hurry that they kind of halfway throw a cage in a car and, you know, try to get started in a beginner division. But I believe you and your dad has been the instrumental ones who's been getting this new banger division together, and I know, looking at some of the pictures, you know, building that good safe cage has been priority one. Whether the race car is a fast race car or not, but making sure that good cage is in there. And, you know, I would just want to say thank you to you and your dad for all the hard work you've done for trying to get this banger division together.
Yeah, we're fixing to start our 15th banger car build.
Wow.
We've actually got four cars in line to be built, and obviously it's getting put on hold right now until I can get in better condition to help build the cars. But, you know, we're building these cars with the intentions on these are beginners getting in these cars. They are going to get in serious wrecks at some point, and, you know, we're building these cars. You know, I put my mom in one of these cars. We're building them, you know, as safe as we possibly can.
Well, for our listeners that maybe are not familiar with the Banger Division, tell us a little bit about the Banger Division and how it came about.
It's a division that Ron Barfield and I believe Jason Beck was involved in starting it. They are strictly like late 90s, early 2000s, American made. Four-door V6 automatic cars. I mean, just something that you could buy for, you know, a couple hundred bucks from a junkyard or, you know, a wholesaler off a car lot or something. You know, something that you can get a dime a dozen. They've got the 3,800 engines in them, and you know, something that, I mean, we're buying these cars, building them, we're putting the cages. You've seen the cages that we're putting in them, good safe cages, and racing seats, 5-point harnesses, winning nets, removable steering wheels, you know, turnkey race ready for $1,800.
Wow. That's awesome there, $1,800 to get in a starter class and go racing, man. You can't do it no cheaper nowhere else.
No, and it's growing fast. I mean, it's as fast as we can build them, they're selling.
Well, y'all put cages in them and the seats and everything. You know, obviously all the safety equipment. Do y'all do any of the tuning, any of the setups or anything on the cars, or you kind of leave that up to who you sell the car to?
Well, the only thing you're allowed to do to them is move the battery from the right front, if it's in the right front of these cars. You're allowed to move the battery to the left rear and add a little bit of weight to the left rear because it kind of helps to save the right front tire. But other than that, they're just like they come off the street. You're not allowed to do a thing to them. So it's for beginners, it's better because they don't know how to set the cars up. You know, all they have to worry about doing is getting in the car and making sure that the tire's got air pressure and that there's tread on the tire and full of gas and go race.
Wow. I know there's even a few girls, I believe, that runs in the class, in this beginner class, and actually have done very well against some of the men. I think before too long we'll see a couple of these women moving up a class.
Yeah, my sister's actually drives one of them that is our team car. It's painted just like my car and my son's car, and there's Sonny Chopin, the Mass Series champion. His wife drives one, the 75 car, and you know, they're pretty impressive out there.
They are, you know, real aggressive. They ain't scared of much, that's for sure. I remember watching your sister and Tracy Chopin put on a pretty good battle down there at New Year's at Dillon Motor Speedway. I love this new class. I think it's a great class. I was a little worried when it first come out. Did we need another class? But, you know, after looking at the class and the way it's really grown, I think it is a truly stepping stone for someone who wants to start, who has that move, that position to move up maybe from go-karts without going to a mini stock or a front-wheel drive, because the front-wheel drives, you know, they're getting, you know, closer to a mini stock, but they ain't quite to that full-fledged mini stocks at this point. And it's a good stepping stone for someone to get out there and spend a couple $1,000s and go racing.
Yeah, it's a good way for them to get out there and see if it's something that they're going to like, and if they like it and they're competitive at it, you know, then they can move up. If somebody that tries to start out in a mini stock or a U car, you know, they're so competitive that, you know, you're starting off behind the eight ball, and, you know, you get one of these banger cars and you're starting off, you can go out there, and if you got the talent, you can go out there and win your first race.
That's right. That's exactly right. And I believe Matt Carter did that very thing with his very first race. Went out there and won his very first time out. He was pitted right beside us, so I had an opportunity to talk to Matt for a little bit. I haven't seen him on the rundowns since then. I don't know whether he's just don't have the time to run right now, or he's already decided to move up. I'm not sure.
He was actually in the last race at Dillon. He was in the number three track car.
Okay.
He blew his motor up in his double zero, and he's trying to get a motor for his car right now.
Okay. All right. That guess that's why I hadn't seen him for a little bit, and I must have missed his name in the last rundown down there at Dillon. Well, Chris, you know, to be able to go to the racetrack, you've got to be able to have some folks that will help you out, whether it's crew members coming and working on the car, whether it's some financial sponsorship. You've already mentioned your daddy, Ronnie. But is there anybody else out there that you want to recognize, whether it's sponsors, crew members, people who's just been mentors to you along the way? You want to take a little bit of time here and recognize some of those folks?
Well, I got to give a shout-out to, of course, my dad and, you know, his company, Autos for You Transport, and Wild Child Graphics for the awesome graphics they do on our cars, and Tony Harker Automotive. You know, he's been helping us out a lot here lately, and on my son's car, MB Long Construction came on this year as a pretty big deal sponsor, and you know, it's going to help us get him out there this year. Aaron's Custom Exhaust here in Wilmington. You know, we couldn't do it without these guys, and you know, we're a different car number and a different color now, but you know, Brian's helped us out a lot getting us where we are, and Brian Bryant, and you know, it's, both of our cars are probably totaled, and we're probably going to need a little more help getting some new cars, or you know, the funds to be able to build these new cars, you know, because I'm gonna be lucky if the motor's still good in my car. I mean, it was a hard hit.
Wow. Well, I believe you got your son who's racing the Mini Cups. I believe you mentioned him a little bit ago. We're going to have to set up a date to get Aiden here on the show and let him talk a little bit about his racing.
Yeah, if you can. He's a little shy when it comes to doing interviews, but if you can get him on the phone, you know, we'd be more than happy for you to have him. You know, he's according to Dillon, he's the youngest track champion ever at Dillon Motor Speedway with the Mini Cup Series last year, and you know, we're hoping he can progress up and come race with Daddy one day.
Awesome. Well, I'll definitely send you a text message or something. We'll get that set up. Look at the calendar and get him on there, and kind of give you a list of the questions that we talked to him about ahead of time, so you can kind of let him look over and kind of be prepared. Try to make it as painless as possible for him.
Yeah. We'd appreciate it.
Well, if somebody wants to keep up with your racing, Chris, where's the best place for them to go keep up with what you're doing with your racing?
They can. I've actually, since we started this banger, doing all these banger builds, I've started a He2 Race Cars page on Facebook, and I try to keep all of our stuff. You know, whether it's mini stock racing or mini cup or the bangers. You know, I try to keep everything we do on there, so if anybody's got any questions, they can message me on that, and it comes directly to my phone.
Awesome. Well, Chris, I want to thank you for taking some time and joining us here tonight. Look forward to running across you at a racetrack here soon, and hopefully you get that race car put back together, and we'll see you there in Victory Lane.
Yeah, I'm hoping so, because it's been a two-year drought for me, and I was hoping to end that drought last night, but now I'm going to have to find me another car to put in Victory Lane. Old Humpty Dumpty, I think, is finally done.
Well, listen, I'm not going to put no pressure or nothing on Chris, but we have a fairly good success rate, people who come on our show who go out and win their next time they go racing. So I'm not trying to put no pressure or nothing on you, buddy, but I just want to put that out there.
Well, let's hope that record still stands whenever I get back out there.
Absolutely. Thank you again, Chris, for being on the show tonight, and we'll be putting a rebroadcast this show up a little bit later, and I'll make sure I tag you so people can go and listen to the show that missed it while we were doing it live.
Well, I appreciate it, and thank you for having me.
Absolutely. Thank you very much for being here. Folks, it's time for us to get out of here for this evening. We appreciate all the hard work that Jeff Gilder puts into this and getting us streaming on Facebook Live now. That's really nice. We're going to be working on actually doing some video streaming here in the next few weeks, get that all taken care of. We got to recognize our military unit of the week. Our military unit of the week comes from Fort Bliss Army Base out in Texas. And actually, I have been informed that it is in both New Mexico and Texas. We want to recognize the 32nd Army Air and Missile Defense Command, who is in the process of being deployed somewhere to the Middle East. That's about all I know as far as where they're being deployed. But we want to thank Major General John Pershing for sending us an email wanting us to recognize all the military, not just his military unit, but he wants us to recognize all the military unit, and we truly do that, and we appreciate all our military, past, present, and future, for all the work that you'll do for our country. We'll see everybody back here next Monday night for another edition of Stars Radio, your short track auto racing source, a production of the Zeus Radio Network, Full Racers Reunion Radio. You got Patrick Reynolds and Speedway Report coming up at 7:30, and you got Racing and Rocking with Bill, Barb, and John topping off the 8 o'clock hour. So don't go nowhere, folks. We'll see everybody back next week. Good night, and God bless.